The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe and Carol Lee Schloth. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here are your hosts, Julia and Carol Lee.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we are very grateful for you being here today. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and listening live today, or if you're listening to the recording at another time, we appreciate you as well. You are so appreciated as our listeners. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the energetic toy box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, Carol Lee and I are exploring prayer and what prayer is all about. So now let's get started with some guided imagery. I would like to invite you to play along by using your imagination. Let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold the breath. And when you're ready, blow out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Let your body relax, relaxing your shoulders, the back of your neck, your hips, your lower back. Let it all relax. Now take another breath, once more, in through the nose and out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operate equipment, let's keep your eyes open, please. Now, let's bring our attention to our heart space. Let's feel our heart expand with love and gratitude. Just fill it with love and fill it with gratitude. Now, let's send that love and gratitude up from our heart, up through our throat, through our crown, to the angelic realms. And when you're ready to receive, let that immense love and gratitude come back from the angelic realms, down through your crown, through your throat, and into your heart space, expanding even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. And now I'd like you to imagine a beam of love radiating from your heart that's surrounding Mother Earth. And imagine that beam of love touching all the beings of the planet. Just sending them love and gratitude. And take another breath. And you notice a path off to your right that leads into a beautiful garden of roses. You hear birds chirping and you are curious, so you follow the path through the rose garden, noticing the roses of many colors. Beautiful ruby red roses and beautiful vibrant orange roses. There are butterflies fluttering from rose to rose. And you hear the sound of a waterfall in the background. It is so soothing, so relaxing. Up ahead, you take notice of roses the color of yellow sunshine. And that makes you think of Father Sun, and you look up and you feel the warmth of Father Sun on your face, on your cheeks, giving them a kiss of sunshine warmth. The greenery around you is so lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping, the fragrance of the roses intoxicating. And you continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. Up ahead, there is a clearing, and you take notice to two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. And at this time, I'd like to welcome my co-host, Carol Lee. Hello, Carol Lee.
Hey, Julia. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm all connected in. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for being there as well. I'm very grateful for you to be part of my life. So today,
same here. Thank you.
So today we are exploring prayer. So, you know, there's the ritual of prayer, but, you know, we both had a little bit of research to do, and it's really a lot more than just the ritual. So do you want to start off and what your findings were and what your feelings are about this subject?
Yeah, I always like how spirit leads us to new things. And I was very interested in the Essenes and was reading the book Anna, Grandmother of Jesus, and that led me to a sequel to that, and then it led me to a book on the Essenes, and from there to Greg Braden's book, The Isaiah Effect. And he talks about the Dead Sea Scrolls, and one of the things that was found within the Dead Sea Scrolls was the true way to pray, and that in the 4th century when they edited the Bible, they took out the true way to pray. They took out the details of the language of prayer, and we lost it to the West. We lost how to truly pray. And so upon reading that book, whenever I find something like that, it excites me, and I like to share it with others. So I was grateful that we had this platform that we can share with so many the true secret to prayer.
Okay, so there's a quote from Greg Braden's book, The Isaiah Effect. I believe it's, prayer is to us as water is to the seed of a plant. So how is that, how do you interpret that?
Or how, yeah, how powerful is that? I actually put that on my website on the section I have on a, I have a prayer page on there. If you really look at it, it's like water fuels the seed to become the plant. And if prayer is like water and we are like the seed becoming a plant, then prayer is crucial for us. Crucial. Just as water is to the seed to become a plant. He talks about in the book how a seed is already whole unto itself. So we're fine being the seed, but in this presence of water, we can become something greater. We can be a greater expression of life. We can become so much more.
So like a flower seed you plant, and when you water it and give it water, it blossoms. So as a being of the planet, with the presence of prayer, we also have the potential to blossom.
Yes.
What kind of possibilities? That's a lot of possibilities that can really make some life changes. Just, you know, if you can just get in your head, prayer's like water and we're like the seeds and we want to nourish the seed. And just put yourself in that feeling of that space.
It's beautiful.
So what else did you bring away from that?
Well, exactly what is prayer? If you talk to the average person, we think that prayer is just reciting a bunch of words to a greater force, hoping that something will happen, that we will gain something, something will change, and it is beyond that. So Greg talks about the definition of prayer being the union of thought, feeling, and emotion, representing our opportunity to speak the language of change in our lives and our worlds and our bodies.
That's really profound. If you just say something, it's like when people say, well, how are you doing? It's like, you're doing fine. It's like, really, do you even care how I'm doing? Because it's like, or do you really care how I'm doing? You know, and really listen. So it's really about feeling and that connection.
Yeah, the big word is feeling. Prayer is really about feeling. So many times we just recite these words, but we're not feeling what is behind the prayer itself.
because it comes like a ritual. It's like, you say it, and you just say it because you're supposed to say it, not because you are actually feeling it.
Yeah, and the feelings of our prayers are what actually opens the door and illuminates the path to the forces of the seen and unseen to make the change. So it's truly the feeling that is the prayer. And they say that thought and emotion merge into the feeling, and that becomes the silent language of creation. That's huge.
And, creation is all part of manifesting as well. So it's like with, prayer, that also gives us the power to manifest and create.
Yes, and that's what we're trying to do when we pray. We're asking God for help, to help change something, to make me healthy if I'm sick, to help my family if they're in crisis, to bring money in if I can't pay my bills. We're praying for these things, and we often wonder, well, why don't they come to fruition? And part of it is because we don't know the true science of prayer and how to do it.
And I think one of the other things is gratitude. I mean, to me, I start my day out with gratitude, and when I pray, I always start with the things I'm thankful for because I want Spirit to know that I really appreciate what I already have, and also knowing that if I appreciate what I already have, that more will come my way because I appreciate and I acknowledge what I already have and don't take it for granted.
Yeah, and that is part of faith, which is part of prayer. You have to have faith to pray. If you don't have faith, you don't have that force behind you of believing that things can happen. And in our faith, we hold gratitude. We hold gratitude believing that it is coming. And we're thankful for the miracle that is coming, for that which we are attracting toward us. So yeah, faith and gratitude are part of prayer.
Okay, so I just have a couple minutes before the break here, so I just want to say, recap. So feeling is the prayer, and our thoughts and emotions merge into that feeling that become the silent language of creation. I mean, I'm just recapping what you said. So our thought is like a guidance system, and how does that work for us then?
It directs our emotions. So when we're praying, if we're in fear, the feeling of fear, along with that thought that we're praying, are going to create probably the opposite of what we're praying for. So if our feeling is connected with love and the thought is being guided by that emotion of love, then we will be connecting up into another possibility of creating something that comes from love. So feeling only exists in the presence of thought and emotion as it represents the union of the two. So we have to have our thought and we have to have that emotion of fear or love in the right place, sending out that feeling along with believing that it is occurring with our gratitude. And there you go. That is the science that will bring to you a new possibility.
So when we pray, we want to pray with gratitude as if it already has happened and let our body feel what it feels like that our prayers have been answered.
Yeah, and when you first really start doing this, if something you are not able to attract in your reality, let's say money, and you start sitting there in gratitude, believing that you already have the money and feeling it, it can be hard to do because you're not used to feeling that.
Okay, well, we need to head to a break right now, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks again.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth. And today on the Energetic Toy Box, we are exploring prayer. So, Carol Lee, I guess another part of the way we can pray is through affirmations. So, how do we start with that?
Yeah, affirmations are a wonderful way to pray. We're using our thoughts in the words that we're saying. We're putting that word out there. And if we are using the feeling behind it and the knowing that it has already occurred and feeling grateful that it has already occurred, that affirmation can have profound effect on your life. Now, what a lot of people do is they just write the affirmation down and then they're just reciting it all the time without the feeling behind it. But when we put the feeling behind it and we do it a lot, we have great possibility of change coming, of attracting that one possibility that's already there. If we go back to what Greg said in the Isaiah effect, that we are really, rather than saying we create our reality, it's more accurate to say that we create the conditions into which we attract future outcomes that are already established into the focus of the present. So if we take something like money, we have all these possibilities about how money can be in our lives, and we're attracting those possibilities. So if we have affirmations that we're saying with true feeling and gratitude, believing that they can happen behind it, we can begin to attract these new possibilities into our lives. I have a story here. 20 years ago, or about 16 years ago, actually, money was something that I was focusing on healing, and I had come across a healer that had at that time a little tape that you could listen to, and the tape was a song about money, and I sang that song all the time, and I ended up creating a company that has brought financial abundance to my family, and the little song had the feeling behind it. I didn't understand at the time, but I had the feeling. And I was singing with this feeling of having the money. And it created that reality.
Do you
the little that? Song, I still sing that little song if anybody wants to hear it.
Yeah, I think you should. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, it goes, I love money. I'm open to receive a lot. I deserve it. Money's good for me. And so I believe that money's good for me. And I remember at that time I didn't. There was a lot of programming in there from childhood and school and so forth that money could be bad, that unconscious programming. So affirmations are extremely powerful for us.
So sometimes, you know, I think when you pray in desperation, that's one of the reasons prayer doesn't work. But what are some other things? I mean, because you know, it's like you can say stuff like, you know, I am beautiful or I am happy, or if you, and you don't believe it but and still say it, it doesn't work. So it's really is about tying that together. So how do we go about why prayer doesn't work and what we can shift to change that?
Well, first, it's exactly what you just said. We're having that absence of the energy of the love behind it and the belief that it could occur. So we're having a wish. So many of us pray wishing. And when you're praying by wishing, you're not attracting that possibility towards you. You're attracting the opposite possibility because the feeling you have is lack. I'm wishing. I don't have it. I want it. And so that is the crux here. And so really understanding that you have to have faith And you have to believe that this new possibility can come. And so you begin your prayer with a feeling, this feeling of gratitude and thanks for all these possibilities and that these new possibilities that can come to me. So I'm thanking for that. And I'm then sending it out what it is that I am wishing that change for, but in a whole different way. So that if it is money, I'm thanking for the abundance flowing into my life. I don't have to make it be, oh, please bring a check in the mail.
Right, and with you saying that, please bring a check in the mail, we also create a boundary of the possibilities. Whereas if we are open, because we don't always get our prayers answered the way we visualize them happening, they can happen in many different ways, so forth the possibilities. So it's really about being open to those possibilities as well and not closing the door on possibilities or just limiting our possibilities, saying this money has to come a certain way.
And that is huge because that's what we all tend to do. We only see what it is that we see. So I have many people that ask me, you know, I don't like my job. I want to get out of my job. How can I get out of my job and stay stuck in the job? Because of all the thoughts and fears that come through. And it takes a leap of faith to be able to do and follow what your guidance system is directing you toward, as well as to feel that energy of, yes, I can create something new and spirit will bring it to me. My higher self will bring it to me.
Right. I know for me, my personal journey, I mean, it's been 3 years now, but I moved where spirit said, okay, it's time to sell my house, quit my job. And, you know, a year ago, it's like, you know, I did. I quit my job. I sold, you know, my house and I moved, you know, from Pennsylvania to Florida. And it was all about faith and trusting. And it's like, the immense possibilities that opened up for me with that faith, you know, and believing and trusting in that. And, you know, I would have people say, well, what are you going to do for this? Or what are you going to do for that? And I just knew that spirit would provide for me the opportunities to grow and to take care of myself.
Yeah, and that is the key. That is the key. That's 16 years ago when I began my company. I had to leave my other job, and at that time, my husband had just become unemployed. He worked for a company that no longer exists anymore since the way computers have grown, and so my husband was without the income, and I had a dream, and I kept having this repeat dream where I couldn't get where I was going, and I knew it meant that I needed to leave the job I was in. So I came home and one day and my husband goes, how was work? And I said, I quit. He couldn't believe it. His jaw just dropped open. And I said, I have to follow my guidance. And the reality there was I never would have got the company that I have now because you couldn't be working at any other job at that point for what the contract was asking for that allowed me to move forward. So if I didn't follow my guidance there and have faith, this whole avenue that opened for me wouldn't have opened. And that was
right.
Hard. I mean,
yeah,
he didn't have a job.
Yeah,
and I had three children and a home.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, but we do it.
There's different kinds of prayers. Do you want to go over those a little bit?
Yeah, there was actually four types of prayers that everyone knows about. And then in this Isaiah effect, they brought forward this fifth type of prayer. So we have colloquial prayer, which is when we speak to God in our own words, and we all do this. We're all talking to God, asking for help, giving gratitude. And then we have petitionary prayer, where this is where you're claiming your right, like you're saying, mighty I am presence, I claim the right to heal. It is a powerful form of words and prayer. And if you put that energy behind it, of feeling and knowing that it's going to happen, these prayers can all work. Ritualistic prayer is repeating predetermined sequence of words. And this is the one that many of us do. We learned it when we were children, but we often don't have the feeling behind it. We're just getting it done.
Yeah, like, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Da, 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 da. You know, that one.
Yeah, or people do it at grace. They'll go, bless us, Lord, these I guess we're about to receive in Christ the Lord, amen. And then everybody eats.
Yeah,
there was no feeling there.
Yeah, as possible, yeah. It's like, let's just get to the food.
Yeah, and then later, as you really begin to really explore and begin to feel, you know, I'm really grateful for this food is a whole different prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So then the fifth mode is this prayer that we're talking about.
There's also the meditative prayer, right?
Oh, yeah, meditative prayer. You're right. I'm sorry. I skipped that. This is when we're still. when we go within and we allow that space to open to bring those energies within us to create new realities for us and to expand ourselves. And then this fifth mode is this prayer where we know that it has already happened, where we have the faith of these possibilities, knowing that we can attract to us that which is of our highest good and offer gratitude back. Combining those energies of our thoughts and our emotions to have that feeling. And so people need to practice this, because when I first started doing it, it wasn't so simple. It is for that which you're already creating in your reality, but that which you're not, it's hard to feel the feeling. So if you're unhealthy and sick and you're trying to sit there feeling whole, you might have to practice it.
Yeah, but it really is about the feeling, and that's that what has been missed as far as that goes.
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube, and it's about healers in China, and it's actually one of Greg Braden's videos, and they show a center in China. It's a hospital where they don't use medicine, they only use energy. And they have a video of a woman who lies down on a table, and in 3 minutes they cure her cancer, and you can see the cancer disappearing on the x-ray. And they simply chant, holding the faith that the cancer is already cured, and in 3 minutes it's cured.
And I really think when, you know, we come in as a group and we pray together, that energy, I mean, we can pray by ourselves, you know, with our relationship with spirit, but also when two or more are gathered, that energy just increases immensely, especially when you have the emotion and the feeling behind it. So I think that's all part of it
right
as well.
There, those doctors in that video, there's three doctors and then the woman on the table. And so the woman on the table, along with the three doctors, all believed that she could be cured of the cancer. And then she was.
And they believed it, and they trusted, and they felt it. They just let their whole body feel it. And I think when we feel something, it affects our DNA as far as that goes. So it affects how our body is going to react to things as well.
Yeah, and the body's powerful. And it literally, you can watch the tumor shrink right there on the camera.
Yeah, it's pretty magical. I just am always in gratitude and grateful for what is shown to me. So we're coming up on another break. So we're going to do a little meditation the next break, correct?
Yeah, we're actually going to do a prayer, a prayer in this new form, meditative prayer, using some already words that are already created.
Okay. And so let's see. I just want to do an affirmation about how grateful I am. I am grateful for the listeners that are listening now. And I have a little forgiveness prayer that I would like to share with everybody before the break. And it's just very simple. And if you just want to repeat after me, that would be wonderful. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it for the highest good of others and myself. And on that note, we're going to head to another break, and I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session. Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Julia Stuby, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth. And today on the Energetic Toy Box, we are talking about prayer. So, Carol Lee, before the break, we're going to said to our listeners that we're going to go into a little bit of meditative prayer. And do you want to talk a little bit more about that and get us in that space, in our heart space, so that we can actually just really feel it?
Okay. This prayer came from the book called The Immortal by J.J. Dewey. And the prayer is called the Song of the 144,000 Before the Throne of God. And this is a special prayer that gives us light protection and keeps us steady in the light. So this keeps you on your path. This is a powerful prayer. And this prayer is sung, actually. We don't sing it. What it means is that we are a note within the spheres of the music. The music of the spheres, I'm sorry. So we are a note within the music of the spheres. And so it is the feeling that we have as I say these words, and then as you will say them later, you can get this. We will get it out to you if you request it. So this special prayer will greatly protect you as well as keep you steady in the light of who you are and your soul plan. Okay, and not only do groups of us say it here on earth and unite and sing this prayer, but also there are groups on the spiritual planes doing this. So each time you say it, visualize all of those in all of the realms of all of the souls being in the light and the power and the love. Okay, so let's just all take a deep cleansing breath, breathing in pure light and releasing out all fear and dark. And we call in the God Goddess, all that is, connecting ourselves to our higher self soul and all of the beings of light. And feeling our connection to Mother Earth within our heart, the love we have to her, feeling her love return. And connecting up with Father all beyond Earth, sending our love up, and feeling that love return. Feeling the love of Mother Earth and Father Sky uniting within your heart. Feel the energy expanding throughout your bodies. Continue to feel this love. We thank you, Father, that you have revealed to us your protective universal light. Feel that light. That within this light is complete protection from all destructive forces. That the Holy Spirit of your presence permeates us in this light. And wherever we will, the light descend to us.
We thank you, Father, that you fill us with your protective fires of love. Feel the love. That within this love is complete protection from all destructive thoughts and feelings. That the consciousness of Christ is lifted up in us in this love, and whatever we will love to be inflamed.
And we thank you, Father, that you are in us and we are in you. That through us, your will is sent forth on wings of power. That your purpose is accomplished on earth. as it is in heaven. That through us, your light and love and power is manifest in all the sons and daughters of mankind. Just continue to feel that energy moving. And we have just made a huge and significant change in each one of us. We thank for these beautiful gifts.
Thank you, and all gratitude.
And we are complete. Thank you. And so, it is all about feeling it, feeling the words, feeling that power coming in, feeling that light coming in, feeling that love coming in. And even in the beginning when you can't feel it, because for some people when it's new and you're not used to doing this, you might not feel anything. And I always say to the people, the students I'm working with, I always say, fake it till you make it. Because the more you do it, eventually you're going to feel that energy. And as soon as that prayer began, while we were getting on the break, Julia said to me, whoa, my energy fields are greatly expanding. And yes, they were. Because as we've been practicing and doing this type of work, you begin to feel this stuff more and more and more.
Okay. Now, there's another... the way I say things, I always say things different. So it's hope. I'll let you say it.
I say ho'oponopono.
Okay.
And somebody else may say it different, and I love that prayer.
All right, so you want to talk about that? Because that's just such a beautiful, rich, it's just beautiful. I just love how it can really transform relationships.
Yeah, and before I was mostly using it to just make myself feel better, because it does do that, but it is truly for helping us with other people in our lives. And so this is an ancient prayer. They will say it's a Hawaiian prayer, and it comes from the Eastern traditions. But somewhere I remember reading or was told that it comes from ancient Lumeria and that it's over 26,000 years old. So if you think about people praying and using these words for 26,000 years, there's this extremely powerful amount of energy behind them. And so what the Ho'oponopono is for, it's to help us make right with our ancestors and also the people that we have relationships with. So many of the Eastern traditions in China and Japan as well as Hawaii used to use this prayer to help with those problems and honoring the ancestors. Somewhere I was reading where it said that, you know, we have our ancestral line and we carry many things from the ancestral line. And you'll hear people say, well, that's not the way we do it in our family, or we just don't do that, not in our family. And that's letting us know that there's these ancestral things that may possibly need to be healed. And so this prayer goes like this. You say, and you feel, I love you. So if you're having someone that you're having strife with and you really want to heal this, you envision this person and really start feeling love toward them. And if you can, I've had people say to me, I can't. I am so angry at my ex-husband that I cannot feel this love for him. I want to remind everyone that love is light. So just begin feeling light toward this person. And feel this light in your heart and feel this light and imagine this light going to this person as you say, I love you. And then you say, I am sorry. And really feel what it is to feel sorry. And again, some people say, well, they did this to me and that to me. It's about forgiving yourself and forgiving them, because when we forgive, we let go. And when we let go, we're free. And we're not holding on to all this stuff.
Yeah,
so we begin to feel that.
It goes back to when we talked about forgiveness, that forgiveness is really a gift we give ourselves.
Yes. And that leads to the third phrase, which is please forgive me. Because everything that's reflecting out in our reality is coming from us. So, you know, if I have somebody who's hating me and screaming at me and telling me they hate me, I have that inside me. And it may be really unconscious. It could be from inner child or past life. But it's still there. So I'm asking to forgive me for hating myself, for hating you, because I'm reflecting that out. And again, we feel that, feel forgiven, what it is to be forgiven. And then we thank. And so the prayer goes like this, I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it's very simple. But it's profound. Extremely profound, and it can make you feel so much better when you're in those energies of not feeling okay in regards to someone or something that has happened in your reality. This is a tool that can really assist you.
And if you still feel, you know, once you say that prayer, what's the next step?
You keep doing it. You keep feeling it and doing it. Because, yeah, things don't always release in a second. It could be a couple days. It could be spiraling. You may also need other key pieces that your higher self wants you to see. So I just keep repeating it, but with that feeling behind it, laying still. If you have the feeling behind it, the light's going to keep coming into your body, and it's going to keep releasing this out. It's going to let out those things that are blocking the forgiveness, blocking the energies in there that are causing the strife.
And one of the things I want to say is, if everybody remembers in the beginning, we did the visual imagery where we brought that love and gratitude in our heart, and then we sent it up to the angelic realms, and we brought it back down, and then we just had that beam of love. You know, when you're saying I love you to that person, you can do that exercise and send that love out from your heart to that person. And that even increases that whole process of feeling, because you can actually feel the energy flowing from your heart. So it even makes it even more powerful.
And do this, because once you do this and then you have something going on and that person calls you or they're nicer or something happens, it just reinforces it for you. So you can have a meeting coming up with someone and you may not really think they're strife, but you're nervous, and it could be with work or something. You can use this prayer and you can use what Julia just said, and you'll get to that meeting and it will flow so easy and wonderful.
Yeah, because I've had, when we go with the thing of work, it's like I've actually had experiences where it's like it was just, the experience was just so painful sometimes, and that's when I started just sending that love to that person, you know, and just pure love. And it shifted, and people were just like amazed how I could be that way and not, you know, pull myself into the strife of the situation. But it was also, I could see the change coming from the other person because they felt that love coming. They actually feel it. When you feel yourself giving it, they actually feel it and get it, and it shifts them as well.
It's so true. I remember going to a meeting and everybody didn't want to go. There was like 30 people, and I kept hearing all that week about, because the woman that was going to speak, people said she was mean and they just didn't want to go to the meeting. And I remember doing this. And when we got to the meeting, she was so nice and the meeting was painless. And after the meeting, people were saying, wow, I can't believe how nice she was. And I was smiling.
Yeah. And just think, if everybody would have done that with her, she would just be like, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really, so it's like, you know, instead of taking the time to, pardon my French, but bitch about somebody, take the time, if there's two of you that are having a problem with a certain person, then do this together with that person and actually come from your heart and send that love to them and just sit back and watch the results, because they're profound and very, very powerful.
Yeah, and it leads to that it lets you not really interfere with people's lives. It lets you be at peace with what's going on because you have a tool that you can use for yourself, and you can practice non-interference and let others do what they do. But in those moments when they're around you, you will feel peace and be at peace.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to head to another break. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box. And Carolee and I will be right back after this commercial message. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and today on the Energetic Toy Box, we are talking about prayer. And Kelly, one of the things I wanted to bring up is that, you know, we have this inner technology, our DNA, and how our emotions and our thoughts really affect our DNA of our body. So,
yeah, science is proven. It is proven now. This is not just spirituality, you know, talking new age thinking. This is a scientific proven fact that human thought and emotion dictate the arrangement of the DNA in the body and the actual effects of the DNA on the arrangement of the matter outside the body. So there's nothing forced on us, not even our DNA. So it doesn't matter if heart disease runs in your family. That's only one of the numerous possibilities that you can choose from. So really getting that starts to empower you and takes that victim mode away from us. Anything is possible, and it is proven that thought along with emotion, so that thought and emotion unite to make feeling. So as I feel, I create.
Right. When somebody asks, it's like when somebody comes up and they introduce themselves and they introduce themselves by saying, oh, I have heart disease runs in my family. I can't eat that. It's like what they're doing is they're affirming that they're going to play that game and they're going to be part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So it's really, when you do that, then you reaffirm that DNA pattern. Whereas it's like when somebody introduces you, it's like, well, I'm Julia. And it's like, I love to paint and I love to do this and I love to do that. And I had this beautiful son. And I always focus on the positive things that I want my body to continue to trust and believe in.
It's so true. And so if you're not well physically, to just keep feeling yourself well, seeing yourself well, and things will begin to happen in your reality to bring you that wellness. But what happens is you start feeling not so well and you start thinking about that and moving down that path and creating that path, that strong path that you already have in place.
Yeah, and sometimes when we're on that spiral, it's really hard to pull ourselves out of that. So, you know, we're not saying that it's easy, but if you do something every day.
If you did something like the song of the 144,000 around the throne of God, along with holding those energies of believing that you can be healthy and feeling healthy, it will come to you. And if you do it many times a day, it will come to you. It's that faith and that gratitude and the believing.
And just going with the flow, really going with the flow,
yeah.
Not trying to control the outcome.
Yeah, I had several accidents in my neck, you know that, Julia, and so I get pain in my neck sometimes. So I said I was done with this a long time ago. I had an MRI, and they said, oh, it's all arthritic and this and that. I said, I'm done with that. And every day I visualize myself healthy, and I feel healthy, and I'm fine. And then Spirit led me to a girl who does myofascial release, and she's really releasing this stuff along with me, helping me really release this stuff and get that going. And I laugh how Spirit brought it. I wouldn't have thought that. I would just think, oh, it just has to dissolve in a second. But it is literally dissolving, and that is the way it came in.
And I have similar experience that I was also in car accidents, and I couldn't move my neck. It's like I had dissipation in my fingers and hands. And it's like, I just couldn't get over that hump, and Spirit took me to a practitioner who does cranial sacral work. And it was like, I call it body magic, because it's like, wow, it's like it's like you wouldn't even know I was ever in an accident now. But if
yeah. So cool about that is you, the person's not healing you, you're healing you. The modality along with you doing your work is healing you.
Right, because that it's like, because you know, people label us as healers, but it's really what we are. We're conduits for the information to travel into the other being's body, so that they can take that information and heal themselves.
Yes.
I mean, that's always been one of my biggest things, is that we all have the power to heal ourselves. We just come across people or other beings that can help facilitate the information to come into our bodies to be able to do that.
And being in that flow to allow it to happen.
Okay, so the other thing we just have a couple minutes before we're done for the day. It goes so fast when you and I get together. About not having preconceived notions or having control, non-interference, I guess is what I'm looking for, is not to say, oh, I hope that I pray for this and this to happen for somebody. You know, it really, you know, we're interfering with their free will when we do that, because it really shouldn't be about, interfering, but to actually just giving them love and light to stand on and believing that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I always pray for someone's highest and greatest good. So I have on my website, The Game of Earth, a section called Share the Love, and it is a prayer page. It's called the Prayer Circle. And that's what we're praying for, the highest and greatest good of those that join on the Prayer Circle. And we do it by connecting up to the Unity Grid, and it is through feeling, and it is through sending love and light. So if you're interested in doing some light work or work of service, you can go on here and join on, and there's a meditation that will assist you in using this form of prayer to assist others for their highest and greatest good. So if anyone's sick and you want to pray for them, pray for their highest and greatest good.
I also have... you know, you have that prayer circle. I also have a little altar. And for those that are, you know, are sick, it's like I just do a little card, and I just draw a little stick figure with their name under it. And it's like I just, you know, daily I'll just say a prayer of gratitude for them being in my life and for their highest and greatest good. So it's the same thing, and I feel that. I really just feel all that. It just really is. It's like, and just truly believe in it and have the emotion of knowing that it's all going to be okay for their highest good.
That's it, just the emotion, that faith, just knowing it's all going to be okay.
So we have an intensive healing coming up next Wednesday, right?
And this intensive healing is going to be on unworthiness. And all of us hold this energy, and that unworthiness stops us from being able to do everything that we really came here to do. And Julia and I are always asking Spirit to show us those levels in our outer reflections, as well as when we're doing our meditative work together. And we're getting a lot of information. And a lot of us light workers that are doing this type of work have this unworthiness in there, particularly connected to abundance. So we're really going to be diving deep into that next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So if you're interested, you can go on to thegameofearth.com under events, virtual, and sign up. It will be deep. It will affect you. And it will make change.
And
Julia, don't you have a class coming up this month also?
Yeah, I have a series of webinars every Thursday of the month, and it's about clearing the subconscious emotional trauma. And this Thursday, we're doing clearing through the ages, and it's working through the years. So we'll start clearing those imprints or those emotions that we've held since when we were in the womb, through the birth canal, up to 2-3 years old, 5 years old, 13 years old, up into the now, and be able to clear that out. And I have a little free intro this last Saturday, and it was only a 10-minute skit, and I had some profound things, feedback from people of how it really helped them and affected them. So I can't wait to be able to spend a whole 50 minutes into it. And we're also going to be working with the endocrine system later in the month and the organs, and then we're going to also do genetics and ancestral healing, which we talked about a little bit earlier about our belief system of what we're letting go. Yeah, so it's really exciting. So there's more information on my website, www.wellnesstreasures.com, under events, virtual, And if you have any questions, feel free to email me as well. So on that note, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Carol Lee for being my awesome co-host of the day. And I want to wish everyone an awesome week. And Carol Lee, do you have anything you would like to say to our listeners before we turn off for the day?
I'm just really grateful that we got to talk about the true science of prayer and that it literally has effect on our DNA and that we just need to have feeling behind it with that gratitude and faith, and new things can be so pulled to us. And that's just wonderful.
So we really appreciate, we love you, our listeners, and have a great week. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia and Carol Lee next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.